Hey, Uncle Herman, back again for another daily spark of possibility. Back in the car after a while. And today I want to talk about being a good client and what that means. And it came to mind when I remembered a job I had when I was living back in Sydney. And it was one of my early jobs as a software developer. And we had this project to work with a small company, like an insurance broker company. It was run by two brothers, and they wanted some software to run their business. And there was one of the brothers was the technical guy, let's say, and the other brother was the sales guy, you know, and he was all sparkly and nice, and the technical guy was a bit more serious, and he kind of let out that he pretty much knew as much as we did about what we were going to go do. So it was basically, I could program this if I had the time to do it. And I remember my first reaction was like, so he's going to be trouble. Like, he's going to be looking over my shoulder and sort of looking for things to criticize or to know better or whatever. And sort of secretly wished I'd work more closely with the other brother, who was all nice and wasn't into technology at all. And it soon became clear that I was going to work with a technical guy, and that was the best thing ever, because I learned he wasn't out there to do my job or to tell me how to do my job, but he knew enough to be able to communicate what he wanted. He would understand when I'd explain something to him, you know, for a solution that I'd suggest or whatever, and I would explain it, and he, I get it. You know, the communication was effortless, and it was just so pleasant and relaxed to work with him. And the few meetings we had with the lovely sales guy brother, it was just, the guy was all over the place. And he, you know, he had this idea of what he wanted was basically artificial intelligence, but the budget wasn't quite up to it. And it was the first time that I really learned that to appreciate a client who in theory could do what I'm doing, or maybe not necessarily do it all, but has enough understanding to value the service provided and to make communication really easy. And I find the same with sewing clients as well. The ones who sew, they're really, really great clients. Now, when it comes to the technical side of your online marketing, if you are getting somebody else to help you with it, be honest, are you a good client? And if you'd love to be a good client but really don't know how to get there, get in touch. I'm more than happy to help you understand enough to be able to ask the right questions. Talk to you tomorrow.